Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Welcome to the RAND CRE Show, commercial real estate with no stone left unturned.
Hey everyone, welcome to the RAND CRE Show. I'm your host, Mike Taravella, with our special co-host, guest, entrepreneur, amazing man, Will Blandman Coleman. How are you today?
Doing well, Mike. Just running the marathon one step at a time and glad to hear we realized that Mike's voice travels well.
Yeah, it's a breaking news, RAND CRE alert. You heard it here first from Will that my voice is very loud. But Will, let's give the listeners some value. What are we talking about today?
So today we're talking about loan assumptions. And we're in an environment now where the past 4 or 5 years, a lot of borrowers were signing up for these fantastic terms on loans. And they would, along with that, they would take yield maintenance. And for those that don't know, yield maintenance is it's a complex calculation. In summary, it's quite expensive to pay off your loan with a yield maintenance expense or prepayment penalty. And the reason for that is the lower that the U.S. Treasury drops, the more expensive the yield maintenance gets. So if you got a loan with an interest rate of 4 or 5% when the Treasury was 2% or so, and now we're in an environment where the Treasury's less than 1%, the way that the yield maintenance calculation is calculated, that will significantly increase your yield maintenance. And to give our listeners perspective, you guys are looking at a deal, an $8 million deal that had a $1.6 million prepayment penalty. So,
and that was like a year apart of when they bought it, right?
So right.
That's in 1 year, we're already at a $1.6 million spread.
Yes. So we're now seeing a lot of loan assumptions because the cost to prepay the senior debt is so expensive that it doesn't make sense to sell the debt or sell the property and prepay the debt. So, one of the benefits of agency debt is for the most part, they are assumable. So you can go in and assume the loan and take over the debt on the property without having to prepay and avoid the prepayment penalty on that.
And I think it's important to realize why, like the biggest reason why these are happening is because investors have seen their valuations increase on the property. So a year or two ago, 4.5% interest rates were good. 2 years IO was good. So a couple of years ago, these were fantastic terms and interest rates were supposed to go up. But now, given 2020 has been the spectacular year that it's been, interest rates have gone down. And so now the financing game has changed. Valuations have gone up. People have done well on their properties. So valuations have been going up. But now they could have refinanced. Their interest only could have burned off. And now they're looking looking to exit, right? You have to have multiple exit plans and be aware of what could be. And so now those people who refinanced 2 years ago now have the golden ticket of, I can sell this property for a much greater value, but now this yield maintenance is coming in. So to avoid the $1.6 million prepay, we'd have to assume a loan that doesn't quite work for us. But that, I think, is a big reason why we're seeing more and more loan assumptions, because these good terms 2 years ago are definitely different now on what a good term is. So I think that's why we're seeing more deals, and it's important to be aware of thinking on the other side of what does the seller want and understanding that it's time to exit and they're trying to figure out the best way they can preserve their capital as well.
Right. And they may have been in a situation where they expected to hold on to it for 5-7 years. So the yield maintenance wasn't a big deal. And now they're like, well, we can sell it for 30-40% of what we expected the value to be at right now. So people are considering selling or assuming and just marking up that price. So some things to be aware of if you are taking down a property with a loan assumption, you want to really understand the terms on the senior loan, more so than what the broker's saying, and also more so than just the basic outlying terms. So what do I mean by that? When the original loan was done, you want to understand that what the original loan to value was. So if they bought it at 10 million, did they do a 60% loan to value on the front end, or did they do a 70, 75% or an 80% loan to value on the front end? And the reason for that is because the senior debt will be priced based off the prospective risk. So if they did a 55% loan to value on the original loan, that senior loan is going to be priced based off that. So, and we'll get to the supplementals, but if your plan is to go and do a supplemental, if you're going a supplemental up to 80%, so up to 80% of the original value in order to recapitalize the property, they're going to really jack up your interest rate in order to level out the risk and returns for the debt stack on that property. So you need to be aware of the original LTV on the property, and then also just the other terms in general, right? When does the loan mature? How much interest only is left on the deal? What's the DSCR requirement? What, you know, are there any replacement reserves? Just really understanding the entirety terms on the assumed loan is essential. And one of the ways you can do that is reaching out to the actual lender that did the senior loan. So I know you guys did that on one of your deals, correct?
Yeah, we reached out to the loan servicer because, like Will said, you obviously with every OM, you gotta put your auditor hat, trust but verify, right? Because the last thing you wanna do is go into a deal thinking you can get up to 75 loan to value, but really it's at the lowest tier where it has only 55% loan to value. So it's just really important to verify all the terms in the OM. And, you know, I know when I was first looking at loan assumptions, I thought it was a pain in the ass by asking all these questions, but you have to verify this information, right? And it's not going to, you know, some OMs are better than others, but even if it's on the OM, I still want to see the lender verify all that information, verify the interest only, verify the loan amount. Sometimes a loan servicer will tell you why they're selling. So it's just another person to give you information to help you on your journey to navigate the deal, right? So it's leverage them on top of the brokers to help you get more information, but you have to verify all this information at a bare minimum, because like I said, the OM is a great tool, but it's only the starting point. You have to verify all that information. And that's what I think loan assumptions people don't like doing, is because they have to do one more thing. Now I have to understand all this financing on top of potential new financing, and people are, oh, it's too confusing, I'm out. But there's still great opportunities when it comes to loan assumptions that you need to be aware of.
Yeah, and it's probably an environment where understanding loan assumptions and being willing to do them will get you a discounted price, which in today's environment is vital. So it's an opportunity that you can get into a deal for a lower price than someone else, than other deals may be willing to take because of this. And I would reiterate, I would highly recommend speaking to the originator on the senior loan prior to getting the deal under contract. If the seller is hell-bent on not allowing you to speak to the lender until the deal is under contract, you know, one, that's probably a concern. But I would imagine most sellers would be willing to do that, allow you to speak to the lender. But that should be a first priority on a loan assumption. Obviously, you want to underwrite the deal, speak with the seller, speak with the broker, tour the deal, do your due diligence. And then once you feel really confident, say, okay, we're ready, here's where we're at, but we want to verify, can we speak to the lender that did the original loan on the debt, or at least the company if that original lender is not there. So
and how we frame that too, because the last thing I want to do as an operator is submit an LOI to a number I know I'm not going to stick to, because it gives the brokers the wrong expectations, it gives the seller the wrong expectations. And we're not in the business of retrading. We want to really stick our price, with all the information that's provided. You know, when we tour the property, we're looking at everything, roofs, windows. We even bought a drone to help us a little bit more on the property. So we want to go into the deal knowing we can absolutely stick that number and move forward. So if you don't feel comfortable putting an offer because, you know, a broker might say, hey, it takes this to see it or to get more information, stick to that number and point out the reasons of you want to stay with it because you don't want to misalign expectations and good things will come to it. So just want to be wary of that as well.
Yeah, and another piece to think about with loan assumptions, it's a slightly longer closing period. It takes about 70 days or 75 days to close the loan assumption. Mike might be able to touch on this, but just be prepared for longer due diligence. If you're syndicating, kind of prepare your investors. Just have everyone understand that it's going to take 10, 15 days longer than a new debt would do. And I would imagine that's, you know, that they're trying to verify the new sponsorship group, the property, make sure there's no issues and things like that.
And even too, as an operator, your biggest risk is not knowing what you're taking over. So I've heard, especially in the lending environment before, you know, earlier this year, it took longer and we didn't know with loan assumptions if it was going to go through or not or what was going to happen. But it's important to cover your bases. So you might have to do an extra lease audit to make sure what residents are coming in. Do they qualify with yours? Because the last thing you want to do is do your first lease audit 30 days within the first due diligence. And then it's 45, 60 days later, if there have to be extensions and you just inherited a lot of residents that wouldn't qualify. So it's really making sure you as an operator are protecting your asset and being a true fiduciary for your investors by just being super thorough. And you might be just think you're being a pain, but by any means necessary, you're making understanding who you're inheriting day one and helping that community learn and grow. So that's just one thing you got to be weary of when you're doing your lease audit and making sure that you can execute.
And the last piece is making sure you understand the what is possible with the supplemental loan. So, you know, generally, if you're taking over an assumption, you're gonna have to come to the table with the difference between the senior debt and the purchase price, which if it's an assumption, chances are it's gonna be more than 20%. And so your business plan would be to assume this loan and then get a supplemental on the senior debt in order to recapitalize to a 70%, 75% loan to value. Supplementals loans are very, very much case by case and almost the wild west of lending. So each one is different. Each property, each senior debt, each borrower, each lender. Understanding what is realistic with your supplemental loan. Can you go back up to 80%? Can you only go to 70%? What's the interest rate going to be? What's IO going to be? So I know we've got a podcast coming up next week. Well, we'll touch on this, but when you're speaking with your lender on the assumption, make sure to ask about that specifically.
And now, a moment for our sponsors.
Are you looking for ways to improve your life?
Here at Jake and Gino, our mission is to empower students through financial education and the vehicle of multifamily investing.
Yes, Jake. We agree that a person with financial intelligence can change the world for the better.
We've created our proprietary three-step framework, Buy Right, Manage Right, and Finance Right, that we teach to our community. This framework, along with education, our one-on-one mentorship, on-site boot camps, and the amazing community has propelled our students to massive success.
We've all been there. We've had so many students that have been able to shift their mindset, overcome limiting beliefs, and set a clear path to achieve their goals. Whether you're currently fixing and flipping, wholesaling, or buying single-family rentals, and you know that multifamily investing is the right vehicle for you, I encourage you to visit jakeandgino.com/apply to schedule your complimentary consultation with our team. And I want to let you know this isn't a high pressure sales call. It's really just a discovery call to get to know each other better and see if we're a good fit for working together. And if for any reason we're not a good fit, our team has tons of resources we will share with you to help you along your journey.
If you're ready to stop spinning your wheels, go to jakeandgino.com/apply and schedule your call now.
And we're back. So Will, a lot of, quick podcast, but a lot of great information. What is your investor pro tip for our listeners?
I've given a couple, so I'll go back to my original one. Is be clear on who and what you are, meditate on it, and then live and die by it.
Boom. You heard it from Will Coleman or Nipsey Hussle, depending on who you can really listen to. But Will, if anyone has questions on loan assumptions, how can they reach out to you?
So my email is will@randcre.com. That's will@randcre.com. Or you can go to our website at randcapllc.com.
And if you need help out from the operations side and figuring out navigating the underwriting, please reach out to me at mikeT@randcre.com. There you have it. Another quick, impactful episode of the Rand CRE Show. If you have any questions for us, please reach out to us at info@randcre.com. Until then, we'll see you next week.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.